Assuming this is Anthony.
Oh, hey, Anthony. This is Steven from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi.
Hi. We're doing an improv troupe here in town tonight, and I just need you and two other employees to come and be in my improv troupe. It starts at 7 tonight.
At 7?
Okay. Yes, and we're going to be up on stage. We're going to be doing improv comedy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, one second.
And they're going to pay us, but you guys don't get a part of the pay because you're new. I'm going to keep all the money.
Okay, one second.
All right, are you getting other employees together?
Yeah.
Who? Which ones? Because I don't want it to be Chad.
Oh, no, there's no Chad here. Okay, one second.
Thank God. You guys, I don't know what to do. He's doing it. What am I supposed to do? He's supposed to get mad and be like, what the hell? I'm not going to be in your improv troupe. It's weird.
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Whoa, are you angry with me?
No, I'm not angry with you.
Oh,
what's
just,
going on?
When you said that, it's like you were barking it at me. Get it?
Nope. Like, what can I do for you?
I was talking to what was that guy before? Anthony.
Anthony. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling from the corporate office with Petco. I just need you and him and one other employee to be in my improv troupe tonight. We're gonna be up on stage.
Where?
At the theater.
What theater?
Oh, I don't even know offhand. I'm flying in from.
It says here something. Your caller ID says something restaurant.
A restaurant.
That's what it says.
What number does it show?
Unavailable restaurant.
Unavailable restaurant.
Or no, wait. It says Tyler. Something. Well, it's flashing something.
Oh, that's probably.
So
who's
you're from
calling
corporate.
On the line.
You're from corporate. Petco,
yeah.
Corporate.
Yes, yes. This is Steve, Dave. I'm just flying in. We're doing an improv troupe tonight at a theater. I hooked this all up on meetup.com. And we're going to be on stage, and we're getting paid and everything. Well, I'm getting paid. I'm not passing along the money, though. So it's going to be me, you, Anthony, and what other employee could come tonight?
Anthony, no. You're not making a lot of sense. We don't know anything about this, and I'm not sure who you are.
Oh, this is Steve Dave
from the
corporate office with Petco.
I don't know who you are.
I just told you.
How about you want to talk to a store manager? Because I don't think you are who you say you are.
No,
there's nobody doing an improv.
Well, no, at the theater, you just don't know about it because you're uncultured.
What do you mean I'm uncultured? I've been at this. I've been working for Petco for 20 years.
No, I mean get out of Petco every once in a while. Go to the theater, see a show occasionally.
You know what? Why don't you hold on a second? Because I'm going to put you to the store manager. We'll set this straight right now.
No, the store manager doesn't like me, so I would just prefer to stick with you.
Well, Chad isn't here anymore.
Chad?
Yeah. What store manager doesn't like? What do you mean a store? If you're from corporate, I don't believe you would be talking to me like this.
Like what? Just asking you for a favor to come and be in my improv?
No. Why don't you come clean with me who you really are?
No, it would be fun.
And then
it would
we'll tell you if we want to come to the theater with you.
It would be a good time tonight. You get to be up on stage and we get to do improv comedy.
Okay, that's fine. I like improv and stuff, but why don't you tell me who you really are?
Are you good at it, though? Is what I'm wondering.
No. Tell me who you are.
You are
not with corporate. Admit it.
I am with corporate. I'm with the corporate office. I've been with the company for 14 years now.
Not with my corporate office. Not with Petco. No.
It's not your corporate office. It's my corporate office.
Not with my company.
I'm the one that signs.
What corporate office is? Yes, but you're not Petco.
I am, too. I sign your paychecks. Look on. Pull out a paycheck right now.
Oh, bull. BS.
No, look at it.
You sign my paycheck.
I sign every paycheck.
Okay.
Manually.
Okay.
Look at it. What name's it got on there?
You do not. You are so full of it.
You're full of it.
And if you would come clean with me, I would be clean with you whether we want to go do your improv.
You know
but
what?
You're not going to be honest
you
with me
what?
On who you are.
You know what? I don't want you in my improv now. Like you can go suck a dick. Okay? Put Anthony back on.
That's it, Petco. Petco just told me to suck a dick. You're
that's
wonderful.
Right. That's
thank
right.
Thank you. Bye.
No, put Anthony.
Cactus.
I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
Cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Welcome to the phone show, everyone. Today is May 9th, 2017. And on today's show, we're going to trick Petco employees into killing animals using various wacky techniques, like turning the ceiling fans on and releasing all the birds, and pouring cement or maybe jello into the fish tanks. You know, stuff like that. And if you have a problem with edgy pranks like this, then you can blame Lucklight, because Lucklight is the sponsor of today's show. And Lucklight fully endorses the torture and killing of animals that's going to happen in the next hour. So get ready for that. And Lucklight shares the responsibility of this show with Ruprecht the Monkey Boy, because somewhere he posted, or probably a voicemail is what it was, but he said he wanted an entire show of Who's a Good Boy. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to be asking that age-old question, who's the good boy? Is it Ruprecht the Monkey Boy? Is it Lucklight? Maybe you'll know by the end of this show. It also could be some of the new supporters here, like Jelly K, and Ryan C, Duncan B, Ryan R, Kin Cow, Joshua C, Nick, Brennan. I've been going through my emails, you guys, so I've got a bunch of new names here of people that have signed up over the past month, like Jonathan and Carlos and Fetus and Dexter, Kaitori, Randall Thor. Wait, what? Randall Thor's always been a supporter. He must have just changed his level around or something and confused me. And then there's Mothman52 and Christopher H and Colin W. Thanks, you guys, for helping out with the show by being a supporter on patreon.com/phonelosers. Or if you don't like Patreon, phonelosers.com/cactus. Supporting the show gets you extra shows every week, usually in the form of hobosodes. And I was behind on those, but I made up for it yesterday. I released a brand new hobosode that I think is over 30 minutes, which is against the rules of the hobosode, but so is not doing a hobosode for like 2 weeks. So it's okay to break the rules this time, just this one time. If you're a supporter, though, hopefully you saw that new hobosode on your feed yesterday. So today was a live show. I did it just on Facebook streaming. I didn't do any Mixlr or YouTube today. I just wanted to try something different for no reason at all. So that's what this is. And if you're a supporter, you can see the live video of the show from earlier today. Just don't tell the supporters that I made that one public and everyone can see it on the Facebook page at facebook.com/phonelosers. We want them to think they're getting something special. So hey everyone, I'm calling a Petco. It's gonna be fun. I'm just gonna try and call a few Petcos, see how it goes.
Help you.
Hey Ann, this is Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hey Dave.
Hey, that dog that's barking in the background, is that there in your grooming place?
Nope.
Okay, which dogs do you have there?
We have a Westie.
Westie? Oh, I think that's the one. Is that, which type of dog is that?
It's a white terrier.
Okay, that's the one. Could I speak to that one on the phone real quick? I just need to have a quick...
To the groomer?
No, to the dog. The white terrier Westie.
You want to speak to the dog?
Yeah. It's okay. I know what I'm doing. I'm from the corporate office. I just need to have a quick word with them. We just had this, just have to have a quick word. It's kind of personal.
Well, he's on the table right now.
Oh, you could just hold the phone up to his ear while he's doing whatever he's doing, and
well,
is he getting a massage?
I'm on the corded phone. We don't have a cordless back here.
Can you roll the table over closer to the phone?
No. What's going on right now?
It's basically none of your business. It's between me and Westie.
Okay.
So just put Westie on the phone real quick.
Well, he's on the...
Yeah, just pick him up and carry him to the...
He wants to talk to the dog. No. It's corporate? What? Okay, here's the dog.
Okay, are you holding it up to his ear?
David or Sean.
Hello, Westie? Ma'am, is the phone up to the dog's ear? West, okay, Westie, Hello, Westy, can you hear me? Westy, I have a question. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Who's the good boy?
Are you still talking to him?
Yeah. Did he respond, or...
No, he didn't.
Shoot. I don't know why he's not talking to me. This is the White Terrier, right?
Yes.
Could you put the phone up to his ear real quick?
Yeah?
One more time. Listen, Westy, you little shit. You better tell me who the fucking...
Oh my god, who is this? You don't say that word.
No, look, it's not my fault. Like, I got like all keyed up, you know. I'm emotional at this point. But, you know, Westy, he's not telling me...
You don't talk to the dogs like that.
He's not telling me who the good boy is, all right? I'm trying to find out who the...
I will tell him for you.
Tell me
how
who...
How dare you talk to this dog like that?
Look, just put Westy back on the phone, all right? Put him back
on. No.
Yes.
Absolutely not. No.
No. You do it. I'm the corporate office, and you do what I say.
Well, you can talk to my boss.
Oh, I don't want to talk to your boss. Your boss can go suck a dick.
This
is Steve Day from the corporate office.
Who?
Steve Day from the corporate office. We're trying.
What's your associate ID number?
Oh, we don't have those. Those are for lowly employees. They have associate IDs. I'm a corporate executive person.
I don't believe you.
Well, it's
because
not...
a corporate person would not talk to a dog like that.
Yes,
ever.
Yes, I would. I talk to dogs like human beings. Maybe you don't look at dogs as you know, being you know, able to understand, but I don't know what I'm saying. Look, I can talk to dogs however I want. So you just shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Which other dogs are there?
None of your business.
Can you tell that dog in the background to shut the fuck up? Because he's barking really loud and I can barely hear you.
You shut the fuck up.
No, hey, you don't talk to corporate like that.
You don't talk to me like that.
You must not like getting a paycheck. I'm going to stop sending your paychecks.
Do it.
Good.
I dare you.
I'm doing it. I'm typing in the computer right now.
Is this phone call computer recording?
Recording? No, I don't record. We don't record calls. What are you talking about? Ma'am?
What?
Hello, ma'am?
What?
Who's speaking?
This is Ann Lynn.
Oh, hey, Ann Lynn. So, yeah, as I was saying,
hey. This
is the doctor's office, and your test results are back, and it looks like you do have a mild case of chlamydia, but if you just want to come...
Oh, so now it's the doctor's office. From corporate to doctor's office.
No, I don't know what you're talking about with the corporate. I'm from the doctor's office, so just call
me. Are you drunk?
About your drunk? What? It's like in the morning. It's like 11.
Who is this?
Look, I don't have time to talk to you all day. I've got corporate things to do, and I'm hanging up. So goodbye.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Tell Westy that he's not the good dog.
I'll miss you.
No,
I'll miss you so much.
No. Oh, fuck you, lady. Just tell Westy that... Westy... All right, bye. I don't know what to do with that. What the hell? Well, that was fun. That was interesting, I guess.
We're calling Petco, where the pets go. Please make your selection from the following menu. For grooming, press 1. For directions to our store, press...
Oh, and in case you didn't know what's going on, she put me on speakerphone earlier, and that's why I started talking about chlamydia and stuff. Wanted everyone in the room to know about her chlamydia. So, just so you know, I'm not broadcasting on anything else today. I'm just doing the Facebook thing for some reason. Seeing how it works and stuff.
Thank you for calling Pickle. Beverly speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Beverly. Did I reach the grooming room?
Yes.
Okay. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Uh-huh.
And do you have any dogs in there right now?
Yes.
Okay. Which ones are there? Because it seems like our computer is not updating. I think we're a little behind on... Seems like it's...
Well, the dog I'm working on right now is a schnauzer.
Uh-huh. And what's his name?
And then we have a bear.
Oh, bear. Okay. And the next one?
Let me... Pippin.
Pippin. Oh, is that the which one is Pippin? Which kind of dog?
He's a poodle.
A poodle. Okay,
and
that's.
I didn't have him marked as in, mm-hmm. So I'm marking that.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't show up on here, because we showed on our security cameras. We have facial recognition for all the dogs, and it showed Pippin was in there, but we didn't see it in the computer.
And Murphy is here, which I didn't hit check in yet.
Okay. Well, I just need to talk to Pippin real quick, please. Just put him on the phone. I mean, just put the phone up to his ear, of course. Hello, ma'am? Hello, ma'am?
And he's here. Yes.
Oh, hey. What you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I needed to talk to Pippin. Could you put Pippin on the phone, the poodle?
Not really.
Why not?
Because he's wet.
Oh, that's hot. But it's okay, you can just... Hold the phone up to his ear, okay? Hello?
You can talk to Pippin.
Oh, are we on speaker or do you have it up to the ear? Ma'am? Hello, Pippin? Pippin, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if Pippin was on the phone. Are you holding it up to Pippin's ear or are you putting me on speaker?
It's that choice. It's Cage.
I'm sorry, what? Hello? There seems to be a communication barrier. And it's not with Pippin. Ma'am? Okay, Pippin, are you...
Is this from the... Okay, who are you?
This is Steve Day from the corporate office. I'm so confused because I don't know if you're putting the phone up to Pippin's ear or not, or are you putting me on speakerphone?
Yes, I did.
Okay, see, I didn't even know. I'm so sorry. Could you put the phone up to Pippin's ear right now and let me know when you do it?
Well, I'm not in the same room with him right now. What's your last name?
Oh, you were a second ago.
Yeah.
Well, so go back in there.
Well, I have dogs I actually have to work on.
Well, I know.
So what is your name?
And
who is your supervisor?
This is Steve Dave, and my supervisor is Roy. I just need to talk to Pippin. If you could just put Pippin back on the phone, I just need to have a quick word.
Well, here, I'll tell you what. I'll just put the phone in his cage with him.
Is it going to be by his ear?
What's going on?
This lady's being a smartass. That's what's going on.
Dad,
oh shit! Hello, ma'am. Can you still hear me, Pippin? 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 Let's. Okay.
Okay. You're right there.
Hello. Hello? Hello? Jesus. What was that? I think I'm in the crate. I think I am in a crate with a dog right now named Pippin. Pippin the poodle. Who's most likely a poodle file. Hello? I feel like I'm in some sort of a dog storage room. Like in a closet where they keep him. Pippin. Pippin, listen to me. Listen carefully. I'm going to break you out of there. I'm going to explain to you how doorknobs work and locks. I'm going to unlock the mystery of the doorknob, Pippin. Everything's going to be fine, Pippin. Because you know why? Because you're the good boy. Yes, you are, Pippin. You're the good boy. Uh-oh. I think Pippin hung up on me. Thanks, Dave McDaverson, for the breaking him out suggestion. I'm still on the phone, but it's just silent. I think Pippin hit the hold button, or maybe he clicked over. Probably his call waiting beeped. Pippin's probably talking to one of his friends, I guess. Okay, I think Pippin probably just ran out. Yeah, that's what it is. William's got it right. Run, Pippin, run. Okay, so two stores now I've called, and they have both put dogs on the phone with me. They don't seem to have a problem with that, ever. Good times. Alright, let me go to the next page of things. I'm on the Petco.com page right now. I'm getting my phone numbers from there. It's much more convenient than Google Maps.
Calling Petco, where the pets go. Please make your selection from the following menu.
Oh, shit.
For grooming, press 1. For directions to all...
So, Pippin's line just now hung up on me. So maybe Pippin was just listening to me. Maybe he was talking the whole time and I couldn't hear him. Because he's a fucking dog and he hit the mute button like an idiot. But, whatever. Just gonna move on to the next one. Oh, Christopher Brown says that I need to do robot dogs that are spying on the employees. Maybe I should just have them reset the robot dog. That's what I'll do. Oh, I just scrolled away, but someone said I need to ask to talk to a fish. Who was that? Oh, Ben. Ben Bast. I'm going to do that. I should be writing these down. Maybe the fish knows who the good boy is.
Can I help you?
Hi, is this the grooming room?
Yes.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi.
Hi. I just needed to find out which dogs are in there currently, like which dog names.
I am currently grooming a dog right now. Could I get you to hold on?
Sure. What's that dog's name?
Give me just a second. I gotta check my computer. Hold on.
Okay. Wow, that's impersonal. She's all grooming him, doesn't even know his name. What's she say to him while she's grooming him? Just call him dog? Like, hold on, dog. I'm trying to wash you, dog. What a heartless wench.
Thank you for holding. This is Mike. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Mike. Did I reach the grooming rooms?
The groomer actually transferred you over to me. I'm the store leader.
She said, oh, that's weird.
A bit of an odd question from you.
She had an odd question for me?
From you. She said you were requesting information about dogs in the salon.
Oh, yeah. Just a thing we need to clear up on the computer here. So I just need to talk to the grooming room, not you.
Okay. Well, what can we help you with?
Well, you can't help me with anything. I need to talk to the grooming room. You don't have the information I need. So why don't
right,
you,
but we're not going to give you customer information over the
oh,
phone.
Oh, no, not customer information.
You
don't understand. I'm calling from the corporate office. We're trying to find out who the good boy is. And I was going to try and find out which of the dogs is a good boy. Because we had kind of a rumors going around that there might not be a good boy in there. What was your name again?
My name is Mike.
I'm going to write that down. Mike. Writing it on a post-it.
What's your name, sir?
Steve Dave.
Dave?
Steve Dave. But anyway, you're being kind of a dick, so you know what? Just shut the fuck up and transfer me to the grooming room, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Hurry the fuck up. Quit talking and just transfer me.
Yeah, no, I think we can get right to that for you.
Well, you're not doing it very fast. Hurry the fuck up. Mike, you're not a good boy, okay? You're not a good boy at all. Oh, he hung up finally. So 2 out of 3 so far have put me on the phone with dogs.
Thank you for calling Petco Grooming. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi.
Hi. I was trying to find out which dogs are in there right now, like in the grooming room. Just needed to find out the names of them, you know?
That are here currently?
Yes. It seems like the computer's not updating.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
We have Haley Wallace, and then Doogie Emmert.
Doogie Emmert?
Starfire. Doogie, it's D-U-G-I-E, and the last name is Emmert.
Oh, okay. Did you say he was a starfighter?
And then, no, the other one's Starfire.
Oh, Starfire, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were giving me the occupations.
Nope, and then the other one is Lucy. And then the other one's just checked out right now. I'm just putting them as picked up right now.
Okay, yeah, Wallace is the one we have kind of an issue with. Do you think you could go over to Wallace real quick?
Yeah. Give me one second.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wallace is actually, you're going to find this hard to believe, but he's actually a robot dog. And we've sent him in to just kind of keep an eye on employees, but he's malfunctioning. And we need you to do a hard reset.
Okay, but it's actually here.
Yeah, Wallace is, right?
The dog?
Yeah, Wallace the dog.
Well, the dog's name is Haley.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the supposed owner's name is Wallace.
Yes.
Okay, so Haley is the one that's the robot dog?
I'm confused.
Yeah, Haley is a robot dog, and it's malfunctioning. Its mission is to spy on you guys. You know, it just keeps an eye on the employees and make sure you're not abusing the dogs and stuff. Not that we think you would, but, you know, we just have to do it at every store.
But anyway, okay.
So Haley needs to be reset. Can you do, like, a quick hard reset? Have they showed you how to do that? On the on the robotic unit?
No. Is this a prank?
Oh, no. I'm calling from the corporate office, ma'am. This is Steve Dave.
Okay.
Yep. So, you ready?
So what do we need to do?
Just do a quick hard reset on the dog.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Step number one, you need to make sure his ears are erect, like they're sticking up.
Okay.
Typically, the way to get him to do that would be to ask him who's the good boy.
Okay. Hang on just a minute.
I was trying to watch. I was making sure the stream was working.
I'm sorry about the wait. My name is Ted. How can I help you?
Hey, Ted. This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you, sir?
I just wanted to let you know who's the good boy. Guess who the good boy is, Ted? It's you. You're the good boy. Ted hung up. Store leader is not a good boy, apparently, or disagrees with me, at least.
For calling Petco with a Petsco.
Thank you for calling Petco Grooming. This is Melissa. How may I help you?
Hey, Melissa. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi.
Hi. I was trying to. I just needed to find out which dogs you have in there currently, right now, that are being groomed.
In our salon?
Yeah.
We actually don't currently have any dogs in the salon right this second.
Okay. Do you have any scheduled for today?
Yes.
Or did you have some earlier?
Yes.
Were they good boys?
Yes, they were.
Okay, that's the correct response. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay. What is this for? I'm sorry.
We're having a problem with people bringing their dogs in, and the dogs weren't really being good boys, and I just wanted to make sure that all the dogs in there were being good boys today. Because some of them, they're not good boys. No, they're not.
Okay. What was your name?
My name is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Okay.
Hey, are you by chance on a cordless phone?
I am not.
Shoot. Is it a corded phone with a really, really long cord that stretches across the entire store, by chance?
No, but I have a cordless phone here.
Oh, okay. Could you go over to the fish tanks? I need to talk to one of the fish.
Let me put you on hold for a second, I think.
Okay.
Thank you.
I should just hang up on this one. This isn't going anywhere. I mean, I could ask the store manager who the good boy is, I guess. William wants me to ask how the water is today. I could have him drop the cordless phone into the fish tank so I could talk to him. Ben wants me to do some hard resets on the fish. I think those are done with a shoe.
Thanks for holding this, Chris. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Chris. Is this the team store leader guy?
Well, I'm the leader on duty right now.
Oh, okay. You're a good boy, Chris. Yes, you are.
How's it going today?
Pretty good. I'm just calling to let you know that you're a good boy. Yes, you are, Chris. You're the good boy.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I got to get going. I have other stores to call.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the team.
Hey, thank you.
Hang up.
And your name is?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave. Yeah, wonderful.
Okay, hang up the phone
now. Thank you, Steve Dave.
Hang it up.
Okay, thank you.
Hurry up. Hang it up. You release that line right now. Just hang it up. There he goes. Time Ricky wants me to say one of the fish is an imposter. I kind of want to do that. That sounds great.
We're calling Petco. Where the pets go?
Petco, this is Braden.
Hi, is this the grooming room?
Our grooming stylists are actually out for the day, and they will not be available tomorrow either. Today and tomorrow is our day off, and I unfortunately can't make any appointments for you. They have to do it. So if you want to call back Thursday morning, they could probably get you scheduled that evening if you'd like.
What are they doing? Where'd they go?
Well, it's their day off.
Oh, that's weird. They shouldn't get a day off.
Oh, well, they have to, because, by law, you got to have a day off. So.
Why don't they just hire more groomers? This sounds dumb.
Oh, we have some. They're just in training right now.
Oh, okay. All right. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Sorry?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and I just needed to... are you on a cordless phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're having a malfunction with one of the robotic fish. Do you think you could walk over to the fish tanks real quick?
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that? My phone just cut out.
Oh, the fish tanks. Could you go over to the fish tanks, please?
Yes, I'm over here in aquatics.
Oh, great. Okay, so where the goldfish are, one of those goldfish is actually a robotic goldfish with a hidden spy camera inside. And you can't really tell that it's a robot fish. It looks just like the normal fish. But
is it a rosy red minnow or is it a common goldfish?
A common goldfish. And like it'll be the one that looks kind of like dead inside. Like it's just because it's malfunctioning. It needs to be hard reset. Do you see one that's just kind of sitting there, just looking straight ahead?
All right, just a second. Hey, Joe, come here. All right. This is a real thing? I didn't even know that this...
Oh, yeah, See. It's just so we can keep an eye on the other fish, and we can watch out for shoplifters and thieving employees.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah, see, I was never aware of that. That's awesome.
Oh,
but yeah. You're thinking it was the Comet goldfish?
Yep. It looks just like the regular goldfish, but one of them's a robot. I hope you didn't sell it. It's programmed to go hide when you try and put the net in and pull it out.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What the heck? That's freaking awesome. All right. Let's see. We're looking for it. Just a second.
Why does he believe this? So, a couple of employees and his coworker Joe, they're searching the tank right now looking for a robot fish. Looking for the robot fish that looks dead inside. And what should we do with it? Should we have him, put it in a net and... we could put it in its own bowl so it doesn't attack the other fish. Because, you know, when those robots, when they go bad, they turn into Terminator fish. We can't have that. William wants me to flip all the fishes. Anthony... wants me to tell him to replace the battery. Jonathan wants me to have him flush it down the toilet because all drains lead to the corporate office. What a great idea. Let's call up a Petco. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a new contest where we call up Petco's and we see how many animals we can trick employees into killing. You know, we'll get them to, duct tape up the little cat cages and like, put some gas in a gas line into the one little hole in there. What else could we do? How else could we torture animals and kill them? Apparently the whole store is not answering the phone now because they're all looking for robot fish. So I think I'm just going to have to hang up on this one. Dan Kelly says if you tell the fish it's a good boy, that'll put it into safe mode. Oh, you're a genius, Luke. Bleach in the fish tanks. Do they sell bleach at Petco? Fucking Joe. Joe's probably over there by the fish tanks. Hey, everyone, look at this. We got robot fish now. All the employees are gathered around. Roy Bacon wants me to encourage them to have a free cat barbecue. I should call a Petco and ask them if they got the memo about the cat barbecue. Pool tabs in the tanks. Genius. Legend. Tartar sauce in the tanks. Tell them to check the fish killer aisle. Okay, I'm...
All right, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I talked to my general manager, and he is unaware of that. He told me to just have you call a tech and have the tech come in because there's nothing we can do.
Well, yeah, but you could just kind of get in there and catch the fish in a net. Because the thing is, I think his battery's low, and if you could just replace the battery, that would just fix it. And he hung up. He just hung up. His DM probably called him an idiot. The fish have demons in them. Okay, Duncan, let's get them to exercise the fish.
From the following menu. For grooming, press 1. For directions to our store, press 2. For customer service, press 3, or remain on the line for a...
Holy shit. Was that... Yeah, Roy Bacon. She says to get a magnet in there, which is a great idea, because obviously a robot fish would be attracted to a magnet. So that's how you get them out of the tank. So, like, if Petco sells some sort of magnets, like fridge magnets of cats or whatever, you know, get them to attach that to a string and get them to, like, dangle it around in a fish tank. Try and look for the robot. I wonder if they would do that. I kind of think they would. Chad wants me to say I'm with security and I just saw a customer sodomize a fish. And I need to tell them, you know, they need to hurry up and get the fish out of there when it touches the magnet, because magnets make it go crazy. It's like Bender. It starts singing old-timey songs. Wait, here we go.
Petco Grooming, this is Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I needed to find out...
The one that just called about the application?
Oh, no, I'm calling from the corporate office with Petco.
Okay.
About the application. What was it about that? Did you have some sort of a question, or...?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind that. It's actually, I'm calling about... I was trying to find out which dogs are in there right now getting groomed.
What, dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
We have, I believe, 2 medium, possibly Aussie mixed dogs, and...
But what are their names?
Names?
Yeah, the names of the dogs?
When I get on the computer here, I can look for you.
Okay.
I think one of them's name is Snooze. So I'm not sure of the others. I just got here.
Okay. Hey, that dog in the background barking, has it been groomed yet?
Oh, yeah. They're always barking. It's always loud in here.
Yeah, but he's kind of annoying. Could you just cover... Could you just tell him to shut the fuck up real quick? Just cover the phone. And what's his name?
I wish, but no, he is in the back room and we have the door closed. It's just,
oh,
it echoes in here.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. At least we're provided with earplugs, so when we're back there doing our job and blow drying that we can't, it makes it a little bit easier.
That's good. Makes it so you can't hear them cry out in pain and stuff.
Oh, no, they're not in pain, no.
Oh, I know, but if they were, like if you nicked them or whatever, you wouldn't know.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. No. Just yeah. kidding.
No, we don't do that. So are you just asking about pet names?
Yeah, yeah. Or we just because it's not showing up in the computer yet, and we thought there might be a problem with one of the dogs that's there. Oh, what happened?
Thank you for calling Petco Grooming. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Hi.
Hi. Just calling to find out what the names of the dogs that are currently in there getting groomed.
Are you wanting ones that are, like, here or the ones checked in?
Well, I think it might be the one that's barking. Or, like, that one that's barking a bunch. Is his owner's in there?
We have a few.
Oh.
We have a larger one named Snooze.
Snooze, okay.
And a one named Jack.
Jack.
Can I ask what for?
Well, it looks, the Snooze, that's the one that's in there that we weren't sure because we don't see it in the computer. But that one's actually a robot dog that was sent in by corporate to keep an eye on people. So,
okay,
but
I'm confused.
Yeah,
I just got back from lunch.
Oh yeah, well, Snooze. Do you see which one Snooze is?
In my computer.
Yeah. Well, is he there in the store still?
I'm not sure.
Because he's not sending back a tracking beacon from his. His tracker.
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, which dogs are in there right now? Is it Snooze? Is Snooze the one?
In my grooming salon?
Yeah.
I have like 5 or 6 dogs in here right now.
Oh, is Snooze there?
I'm confused. Snooze is a border collie that.
Oh, that's definitely the one then. They always design them to look like border collies.
Can I have you hold on and have you talk to my manager? Because I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, no, I don't really want to do that. Like, could you put Snooze on the phone with me? I can give him the passphrase that'll reboot his system.
Well, I need you to talk to my manager for a minute, so hold on.
But managers, like, they don't know anything and they don't work there, so, like, William's telling me that his GPS is off and he needs to be recalibrated. So we need to turn him 360 degrees twice. And that sounds like a great idea. We're going to try that out. Okay, I'm hanging up. Let's try the next one on the list. The background music today, by the way, is called My Dog Lives on the Moon. Very fitting, right?
For directions to our store, press 2.
Petco Grooming, this is Trevor. How can I help you?
Hey, Trevor. This is Steve Day from the corporate office.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Hi. Pretty good. I just needed to find out which dogs are in there currently.
Which ones are in here currently?
Yeah, like the names of the dogs.
Okay. So we have a Kelsey Gamez.
Oh, is that the dog's name or the person's name?
The dog's name.
Okay. The dog's name is Kelsey Gamez?
Yes. The dog's name is Kelsey, or their last name is Gamez.
Ooh.
G-A-M-E-Z.
Okay, all right. And the next one?
Houdini McDonald.
That's the one. Houdini.
Okay.
Is that, which kind of dog is that one?
Chihuahua.
Okay, yep, that's the one. So that one is actually, it's not a real dog. It's a robotic dog. It's like a surveillance dog. And it was sent there by Petco Corporate to, just make sure nothing funny is going on in there in the grooming rooms.
Okay.
But it's malfunctioning and it needs to be reset.
Okay, so where would that be?
Well, it's the GPS needs to be recalibrated. That's the main thing. So is he near there? We need to spin him around 360 degrees, like 5 times.
Okay, just 1 second.
No. Luke wants me to get him to chain up the dog and drop it in a tank. See how much of a Houdini this motherfucker is.
Alright, are you messing with me?
No, why would you think that? I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yeah, so we have a dog named Houdini here, but it's a real dog.
Well, no, it looks real. They're like, they're, you can't tell the difference, but that one is definitely malfunctioning and needs to be recalibrated.
Okay, hold on one second. Here's Lindsay.
Yeah, I think they're messing with me, man. They said that we have a dog in here right now.
Hey, Petco Grooming, this is Lindsay. How may I help you today?
Hey, Lindsay, just a minute. I'm with the corporate office. Can you hold on just 1 second, please? We have a situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Something's going on right now.
It's a full moon.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, anyway. So you have a dog in there named Houdini, correct?
Correct.
Okay. That dog is actually a surveillance bot. It was sent there by corporate. And it's not a real dog. I know it looks like a real dog, but they designed him to look that way. So it's malfunctioning, and we just need you to do a quick hard reset. We have to recalibrate its systems. Could you go over to where Houdini is? Because Trevor, he wasn't willing to help out with this.
And it's Shelley Mc...
Yep. A Houdini's owner. That's actually a corporate office employee, Shelley is.
Okay. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay, well, could you do it while I'm on the phone? Because we just need to do some recalibration stuff on the dog. And check the battery level.
I'm on the handheld. Like, I don't have the handheld with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you could get that, that'd be great. Thank you.
Let me go get our manager, okay?
Well, no, the manager, they're not equipped to deal with this, and to be honest, I don't like your manager. We just got to reset the dog. It's not a big deal. Just come on. Let's reset the dog real quick. Just take a minute.
Read me off the dogs you have in there right now. So I read them off the names.
I mean,
is a real dog, though. I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, look, they look like real dogs. They look just like any other dog, but it's actually a machine inside. It's just got, like, dog skin and stuff on it and fur. It's like a taxidermy dog, but it moves. Like a robot. And if you don't believe me, I can show you where the serial number is. You want to check? I'll show you where the serial number is. It looks completely. It's like a silver little plate thing, right under his fur. It has a serial number, and it says "Property of Petco."
Okay. Just 1 second.
Okay.
She's not a robot, is she?
No.
Okay.
Are you near the dog yet, ma'am?
Oh, wait a second. Just 1 second.
Okay.
I'm confused. Dude, he walks through here and he's like, there's a robotic dog in here? And I'm like, that's weird, right? Like, there's no way.
Well,
okay,
McDonald's, you've done her before, that little Selini, the lady that was in here. I've
got
her
tons
of time. She's not a robotic dog. That's
freaking me out. That's why I'm getting checked.
Should we log down Amber? Trevor's getting checked.
Yeah.
Hi. Is this
Hello.
Roxy?
Yes, it is.
And we're just doing the bathroom.
Can you hang up on
him? No, he's right here. I'm like, let me go get a manager. He's like, no.
All right, this is Kent, and who am I speaking with?
This is Steve Dave from the...
It's who?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Okay.
And did they let you know about the issue? There's just a small problem with one of the robotic units.
Okay. And when you say robotic units, what do you mean?
Houdini.
Okay. We have a dog here named Houdini.
Yeah, but it's a robotic dog. It belongs to one of our undercover shoppers there, Shelly.
Okay.
And, it just needs to be reset. It's not a big deal. We just have to recalibrate it real quick. It'll just take a second.
Okay, and what was your name again?
My name is Steve Dave from Petco, from the corporate office. I'm in the IT department.
Steve Davis.
Dave, yep.
D-A-V-I-S.
Yep, that's the one, Steve Davis. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
Yep.
And so we have a dog that we need to reboot?
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Well, first we need to recalibrate the GPS. Can you go over to where Houdini is? Because we're not even getting a signal from him right now. I think he's about to go dead.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Is he really going to do it?
Okay, so I'm standing in front of Houdini.
Okay, great. We need you to spin him around. It's because we're on speaker. Turn speaker off.
Doesn't this seem a little weird? Is there a chance that I can call you back?
Yeah, if you want to, but I don't know. It'd be faster if we just do this reset process real quick.
No, let me call you back real quick. This doesn't seem right to me, so...
Yeah, well, that's because you're not a groomer.
Give me your number, Steve.
You're just a manager. You're not a groomer. You don't understand this stuff. Like, you're not...
Give me your number.
You're not trained in holding dogs properly. You just don't know how to
Hello?
Do it. Hi. Could you just put...
Hi,
can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Can you put Trevor or Lindsay on the phone? They know how to use the phone better.
No, Steve, let me have you... I'm going to call you back. What's your phone number?
You don't even know how to use the phone properly. We can't hear each other, and you're being all weird, and you don't know how to hold dogs. You're not trained in this.
Let me call you back. What's your phone number?
I need a trained dog handler. So put Trevor or Lindsay on the phone, motherfucker.
Hurry up. I don't believe that you're with our company, or else you wouldn't talk to me like that.
Oh, was it that that tipped you off?
I'm going to hang up with you now.
Really? It was the cursing that tipped you off?
Yeah. What did you call me?
I don't know. I would have thought the whole robotic dog thing would have tipped you off, but...
Yeah, it does.
Well, no,
it's very weird, so that's why I'm hanging on. I'm hanging up with you.
Well, why are we talking? Why don't you hang up then? Okay, he hung up. That guy was not a good boy. Roy Bacon. Why didn't I tell him that? He was not a good boy. I should call him back and be like, you are not a good boy. Well, I need to ask a few more dogs who the good boy is, and then I'm quitting this whole
thing. Thank you for calling Petco. Where the pets go? Please make your selection from the following menu. For grooming, press 1. For directions to our store, press 2. For
Ben Bast wants me to change the work order on one of the dogs and make them get a sex change instead.
Hi, this is Taylor in Petco Grooming. How can I help you?
Hi, Taylor. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Yes.
Hey there. I just needed to find out which dogs are there right now getting groomed.
We have several. Do you want the names or what?
Yeah, the names of the dogs.
Blue and Romeo. They're owned by a person named Flat.
Uh-huh.
Molly, Trigo,
and
Winston.
Trigo, that's... are those all with the same person?
No. Molly is with Chow's. Trigo is with... Hold on.
Is Winston black?
One second. Is Winston
black? Yeah.
No.
Okay. I think it's Trigo, though. I'm pretty sure it would be the one named Trigo. I just need to talk to him on the phone real quick. Could you put him up? Could you put the phone up to him?
The Labrador?
Yeah, Trigo the Labrador.
I cannot carry the phone into the thing, into the grooming salon.
There's no cordless phone anywhere?
No.
Because can you bring Trigo into that room, and I just need to have a quick word with him on the phone?
No.
Why not?
Because I cannot take the dog out of the grooming salon.
Well, you could. Well, can you pass along a message to him?
Sure.
Can you write it down?
Sure.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Trigo, who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? You're the good boy, Trigo. Yes, you are. You're the good boy. And just tell him it's from Steve Dave at the corporate office.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks for being a part of the team.
Yep.
Well, she was nice. She's very professional. Didn't try to accuse me of ridiculous things. Couple more calls and I'm finished with this.
For calling Petco, where the pets go.
This is Hillary in Grooming. How can I help you?
Hey, Hillary. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Hello.
Hello. I just needed to find out which dogs you have in there currently that are being groomed.
Let's see. Do you need last names as well? Like just the dog's name?
Oh, no. Just the dog's name is fine. We're trying to find out if...
We've got Coco Perry, Gordy Peterson, mm-hmm. Gage and Molly...
Is Gordy Black?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is Gordy Black?
Peterson.
Black, like the color. Is Gordy Black?
I don't know. Hold on.
No, no, it's okay. It's okay. What was the next after Coco, then Gordy?
Gage and Molly.
That's the one. Okay, Gage and Molly. What kind of dog is that?
They're Australian Shepherds.
Okay, yeah. I just need to talk to him on the phone real quick. Could you put... Just put the phone up to his ear. I just need to have a quick word.
To the owners?
Oh, no, no. To Gage Amali, the Australian Shepherd.
You want to talk to the dogs?
Yeah, yeah. Just a quick word. You know, just like not even a minute. If he just put the phone up to his ear and I just need to ask him a quick question.
Hold on just one second.
Okay. There's the manager. Hello? Oh, maybe she was listening the whole time. I don't know.
Thank you for calling Petco.
I think she talked to the manager. The manager's like, yeah, that's a prank. You can just hang up on that guy. That's what happened.
Thank you for calling Petco. Where do pets go? Please make your...
Thank you for calling Petco Grooming. This is Teresa. How can I help you?
Hi, Teresa. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
That's
what can I help you
good
with?
Good to hear. I was just trying to find out what the names of the dogs are there in the grooming department.
I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up there. Could you say that again?
I'd like to find out the names of the dogs that are currently there getting groomed.
Currently, Diesel, Henry, Duke, Ruby, Killer, and Carmella.
Okay, it's Killer. That's the one that I needed to have a quick word with.
Oh, sure.
Because I wasn't sure if it was still there. Could you put the phone up to the dog's ear and I just need to ask him a question?
Okay, I'll have to bring him out here in the salon area.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. Uh-oh.
Hold on,
baby. Shit.
Okay, so here he is.
Okay, are you putting the phone up to his ear? Killer? Killer? Who's the good boy, Killer? Who's the good boy? It's you, Killer. You're the good boy. Yes, you are, Killer. You're such the good boy. You're a good boy, Killer.
He's not quite sure what to do.
Oh, did he respond at all?
Well, he perked his ears up and he kept turning like he didn't know it was coming from the phone.
Oh, yeah, I think he doesn't quite understand that because I don't know if you're aware of this, but Killer is actually a robot dog.
A robot dog?
Yeah, he's called a surveillance dog. And he was sent there by Petco Corporate to keep an eye on, you know, just make sure nothing funny is happening there in the grooming department, making sure no dogs have been abused.
That's funny. I've done killers several times.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he comes in all the time just to keep an eye on things and make sure everything's good. And you guys have got good ratings there. Everything's looking pretty good.
Well, thank you so much.
5 stars. But it looks like killer is malfunctioning. And I was trying to I was trying to reset him with the voice commands, but I guess he can't hear it over the phone.
Well, I wonder if he could hear on speaker. Let me try that.
Well, maybe could you just say the words to him? Just ask him who a good boy is and say yes, he is and all that? Like, but say it real loud?
Say what?
Just ask him who a good boy is and say that it's him, he's the good boy, and yes, he is. If you could just say that real loud, I think that'll reset him.
Oh, okay. Killer, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Are you a good boy, Killer? Are you a good boy? He's just kind of wondering what's going on.
Did he beep? Did he beep and, like, test out all of his limbs?
Yeah, he seems to be functioning fine.
Well, yeah, but no, I think, like, we're not getting a GPS reading on him. Do you think, could you spin him around 3 times? That'll recalibrate the GPS coordinates.
Come here, pumpkin. Come here.
3 times, though. It's got to be 3, maybe 5.
Come here, Killer. Oh, slow down, pumpkin. It's okay, Killer. He's like, it's slippery on this floor.
Oh, yeah. Be careful. Don't hurt him. He's very valuable. He's worth over $500,000. The robotic parts, you know.
So how was that?
I'm not getting a GPS reading yet, but you have to... Can you lick your finger and stick it in his left ear?
Oh, okay. Now we're getting a little extensive here.
Well, at least I didn't say his butt, right? No, seriously, because the saliva, you know, like liquid, it conducts electricity, and if you put it in his ear, it'll hit these 2 terminals, and it'll set the reset thing. It'll start the reset process, and it'll recalibrate.
Okay, now I think you're pulling my leg.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office. This is something we have to do, and we don't know where the owner is, killer's owner, quote-unquote owner. A.K.A.
Oh, she is at a doctor's appointment.
Well, that's what she says. She just tells you that stuff to appear like a real customer. The lady that brings Killer in, she's a robot, too.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm serious.
Okay, Steve, you're pulling my leg now.
No, I'm completely serious. Yep. And, yep.
Hold on, pumpkin. Hold on.
Yeah, just
hold on.
Well, he's trying to get away because you're not doing the reset. Like, you already did the 360 degrees times 3.
Come here, pumpkin.
You got to put your finger in left ear and make sure it's very wet.
Okay, finger in left ear.
Are you really doing this?
I just did it.
Because I have to. Oh, there it goes. Oh, bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah, green lights across the board. Looks like. Yeah, there we go. That's the green light across the board noise. It worked. He's reset. He's calibrated. I can see you through his eyes. I'm looking at the screen right now, and I see you. You're wearing the smock, right?
Yes, I am.
Yep. I see you. Hi. Wave hello. Yep. There you are. It's a little delayed. I didn't see it at first.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the help, ma'am. And, yeah, he seems to be just fine.
Okay, you have a wonderful day.
Everything's working A-okay. Green lights across the board.
Good deal. Okay, thank you so much.
Have a nice day, ma'am. Thanks.
You too.
Thanks for being a part of the team.
Pardon?
I wanted her to sit there and talk to us for a while. So, yeah, I think we got a dog completely recalibrated. Everything's A-okay. Green lights across the board. As you can clearly hear. There we go. So, I think that means I can quit doing today's show. So, thanks everyone for watching and listening. Hey, look in the background. Those are all of the...
Hello, Roy. Ruprecht, the monkey boy here.
Hey, Ruprecht.
Calling straight out of the 252 North Carolina.
You're a good boy, Ruprecht. Yes, you are.
A couple of states down from Maryland. But yeah, it's Roy, Maryland. Good shit. Just listened to your last show. I would encourage more little arguments like that on your calls because seems like you get the best reaction. You know, when you have somebody in your chat room say, hey, tell them a plane crashed at the Dr. Highway sign or shit like
that. By the way, this voicemail is from April 30th. I'm kind of starting there and working my way forward. So this voicemail is kind of old. It's from the Adopt a Highway show or Adopt a Road.
Yeah, you can probably get hung up on. It's not going to be a good reaction. So,
but it's funny.
Just
come
to know
on.
All the stupid people in the chat room. I know it's silly, but just little stuff like that.
Would you want me to tell people that there's no such thing as a robot dog at Petco? Because you never know what they're going to believe.
Just purposely mispronouncing their state or something obvious. Those usually get the best reactions I've noticed out of your calls, man. But that's just one person's opinion.
Yep.
But
it's because they have to prove themselves to the idiot on the phone that doesn't know how to pronounce Maryland.
Anyway, Roy, Ruprecht is out. Ruprecht is away from North Carolina.
Oh, he didn't do the echo thing. I had my hand on the echo button. I was getting ready to echo you.
Hey, Brad. Wanted to say, you're an asshole.
Okay, thanks. Nice little voicemail from area code 904-364-0.
Hey, Dob. True story. A few friend of mine were tripping shrooms.
Did you call me Dob?
At a gas station.
Is that my new nickname?
Figure out how to get the nacho cheese out of the machine. Thought it'd be funny if you said, hey, I'm all back. I was embarrassed to tell you, but I can't get the cheese out. Tripping shrooms, can you come help me? Anyway, good work. You're doing great shows.
Thanks.
Take her easy.
So what, I brought the cheese machine out back? I need him to come out there and help me out. Makes perfect sense. Hey, you know what I forgot to do on the show today, on the live show earlier? I didn't call the final boss. I completely forgot to call the final boss. So let's give that a try. Because I had my caller ID set to just some random Petco store somewhere in the United States, and that's where all of my calls were coming from, and that way if they looked on the caller ID, they would just see Petco with an unfamiliar area code. And I wonder if any of the Petcos I talked to today talked to this Petco. So let's call it up and find out.
Thank you for calling Petco with a Petsco.
This is Kim. How can I help you?
Hey, Kim. This is Gary. I work at a Petco here. And we just received a call from your store.
Yeah, and it's not our store. Are you the same store that called me a few minutes ago?
Oh, no. This is my first call. It's just...
Okay, so is having the same problem, and nobody in my store is using a phone. So I don't know what's happening. We don't know if somebody's spoofing the number. I sent an email, but I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm sorry. What's happening? I don't understand. They were just telling us about a robot.
We just had somebody, the store in Idaho called me also and said that somebody's calling and saying, you know, we're calling from corporate, you guys aren't doing this right. And then they're also calling and saying, like, we have robotic fish in your aquariums and, like, we're watching to see what you're doing.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I don't have time for this. We're doing blue dots and price changes and aquatic maintenance. And I'm like, nobody's using the phone. And he's like, I don't know. The only thing I can think of is we've had problems with this phone number before, like somebody else having it because customers will call and say, you know, I got a phone call from you and it's not us. So that's all I can think of. Or somebody spoofed the number. Those are the only two things I can think of.
Okay.
So I'm sending in an email to see if they can do anything, but the phone company said they can't help me last time it happened. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it seems like this was a legit call, as I thought, though, because they just said we had one of our dogs in the grooming department was robotic, and it needed to be reset and recalibrated.
So, no, they're like, it's like a prank call, because that's what they keep saying, is like, do you have robotic dogs or whatever?
Oh, no, this was a real call, because I went through all the recalibration steps, and the dog beeped at me, and its eyes lit up, and it started working again.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking. No, I don't.
Because apparently, I didn't even know this, but I guess corporate sends in robotic dogs to keep an eye on us.
Okay, we don't have that.
What?
We do not have that here.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. They sent him to our store. I had to recalibrate the dog and do a hard reset on him.
Okay.
So it was a legit call. I thought it was weird that it came from your number. And they were just walking me through the steps for the robotic fish, and we got disconnected, so I was calling back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know who you talk to, so.
Oh, well, do you by chance know how to recalibrate the robotic fish?
I don't have time to do this. Thank you.
Can we get him out of the tank with magnets, maybe? Ma'am? She hung up. Wow, her attitude really changed when I started telling her it was a real call about robot dogs. She was so friendly before, but then all of a sudden... And I wonder if I've used the same Petco as my caller ID before. She says it's happened in the past. I should have asked her about that.
Hey, Brad. This is T-Falcon here.
Hey.
And I have some fucking dank-ass shit to tell you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, by the way, I looked up the definition of nobby because I know you've been wondering what that meant. And it looks like it means neighbor. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's always good to know, right?
Yeah, that's not
also,
as much of a dirty joke as I thought.
When I prank call, like, band-showed scammers and stuff, should I be worried about getting raided? Like, even though I blocked my number, I'm still afraid, like, they'll,
yeah,
like, trace
yeah.
it. And,
you're probably
and
fucked.
I'll get... No, raided's not the right word. Anyway, whatever it is.
Killed?
Yeah, anyway.
Like
so,
the scammers are going to, like, send some dark web hitmen over to kill you for fucking with them? That's a possibility. I'd be careful.
And anyway, so long, fuckboy.
Oops, sorry. I didn't get to the echo knob quickly enough. And I'm too lazy to replay that. But yeah, if you want to prank call those scam people, that, you know, they're always like the IRS scammers or the Microsoft scammers. And it's always foreign people. I don't know what country they run that out of. But they call up people, try to tell them they have a virus or that their taxes need to be paid. Stuff like that. Hell yeah, fuck with those people. Like, that's your duty as an American, is to fuck with those people and keep them from scamming other people. You know, just keep them busy, so they don't have time to scam as many people. You're doing God's work when you do stuff like that.
Brad, it's not Brad.
Hey.
Hey, play more Ween on the podcast.
No.
I love that shit.
Nah.
Maybe some pollo asado next.
I wish
kinda
I could.
Like it's a drive-thru.
No.
And you definitely do drive-thru pranks, or you used to. Hey,
back
bring
in the
back
day.
The phone show. All right, talk to you soon.
Okay. I really wish I could play more commercial music on my shows, but, you know, it always causes problems. I always just stick them on the end of the shows, so I can easily take them off if I ever need to in the future, and that also makes it easier to take the songs off of YouTube if I stick them on the very end. But I do my best to just not put commercial music on there in the first place, because eventually it's going to get taken down. It might take 5 years for them to start noticing MP3 files all over the internet, but it's going to happen. You know it will. That's my excuse for not playing Ween.
Hey, Brad. This is Greg.
Hello.
Why is your live show phone busy? I mean, if you're calling it nonstop during hours that you don't have a live show, or is there a live show happening, or did you currently just put that live just put the busy tone up so people could... calling that phone number.
No, it should be working. I noticed. I noticed I didn't get calls today on the live show. Not that I hardly ever pick up anyway. But there is a live show call-in number, which I hardly ever pick up. If any of you want to write it down, it's 845-470-0336. I'm going to call it right now and see what happens. It's ringing. It's not busy.
Well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
What?
Please...
Okay, so we got to step one on that, which was to play the Brad's Cactus Shack clip, but it seems like after that it rang to nothing, like to a disconnected line, so I don't know what's going on with it. I will definitely figure that out soon.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be above or below 30 seconds, and a lot of people get into your phone thing, and they're above 30 seconds.
I know, it's bullshit.
And they're
motherfuckers.
So you may need to start saying, okay, start filtering out the ones that suck and hold them off for a little longer.
Nobody sucks.
All right,
come on.
Anyways, mine probably sucks, so you might not play mine anyway.
Yeah, and it's 56
right,
seconds,
bye.
Motherfucker. And then you left another one right after it that I'm not going to play. Take that.
Hey, bro, your first time caller.
Hello.
My name's Mateusz. Calling from Ontario, Canada. And there's one thing I want to say.
Uh-oh.
What about telephone calls? You said you're going to make another episode.
Oh, yeah. That was a lie.
Bye.
I just say things to try and get Patreon support, and then I never do it. You guys know me. I'm full of shit. And I actually started on episode 2 of Telephone Falls, and it is currently in the possession of the FBI. I have no backups. They have the whole thing. Not that I did a whole lot on it. You know, I hadn't even started animating. I was just taking notes and and preparing to start putting together another episode. And I will someday. I'll probably just get someone else to do it for me because that's just too much work. Animating. I don't know how to animate. I don't know how to draw. I can't do any of that stuff. But I promise you guys, there will be a second episode of Telephone Falls. It might completely suck, even worse than the first one did. But it'll happen someday. There, that should hold them off for another year.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station, live in Nova Scotia. Major storm is heading for South Dakota on Friday, October the 4th, 2013. It's going to bring up to 30-plus millimeters of rain.
Oh, shit.
Rain will fall sideways.
Not 30 millimeters, so no.
It's going to be a high winds and heavy rain in South Dakota. It's going to bring...
Stay away from those beaches in South Dakota.
Because the low pressure is going to intensify. Then it's going to turn into a major storm.
Shit.
In South Dakota, it's going to bring a lot of rain, a lot of wind.
Oh, no.
Because of the warm and humid air, it's going to meet with the cold air coming from the north. That's going to cause a lot of rain. People in South Dakota, be prepared. Have your rubber boots ready, have your raincoats ready, have your rain suits ready, because... a lot of rain, a lot of wind is headed for South Dakota.
Oh, shit. Hey, what about charging our iPads and charging our iPhones? What happened to all that? Doesn't he say that stuff anymore? I don't know who played that. Someone played that in the voicemail. That's Frankie McDonald. You can find him at youtube.com/dogsandwolves. Best YouTube name ever. And he does weather reports all over the world. He's pretty amazing. I used to play regular reports from him on the show, and I kind of forgot to do that. So, I don't know. I should start doing that again. I kind of miss Frankie.
Hey, Brad, it's Dan. Take two. So you did a Facebook mob on April 29th, and you said lager instead of lager.
Oh, whatever.
My gosh.
Sorry.
Please. It's lager. It's beer. It's good.
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
Anytime. I just call it Four Loko, and I think that's an official word that you guys can put on the list of words that I don't know how to pronounce. That I should know how to pronounce, because that one was real. I just didn't know how to pronounce a simple word.
Another third call within an hour.
God damn it.
You can listen to this. I don't blame you if you don't. Anyway,
no,
Bob, Doggalingus or Snuffleupagus or whatever it is. What is that, a mix between Seinfeld and Sesame Street? Where'd you get the name from?
Pretty much.
I'd like to know. Anyway, I will not call again.
Thank okay.
You, keep it going. Brad Doss approves.
So that was Brad Doss. He left two messages before this one. And as you all know, if you leave multiple messages in a row, I just delete the others. But with this guy's, I actually had to because it kept cutting out. I think he was holding his phone upside down or something. That was the guy who made me put a video of him leaving a voicemail in the last episode. If you watch the YouTube version, you can watch him leave the voicemail on video. It's the latest in snowplow technology, you guys. But Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina, that's just a name I made up one day. You know, I was just making prank calls, and I'm just like, you know, what's a silly name I can use? I'll just say that I'm Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Now, really, it's from a song. It's from the early 90s, I think. It's by Del the Funky Homo Sapien, who you all know. You may not know that you know him, but you know him. But here's the beginning of the song of his.
I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is...
Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina. Mr. Doubleton, Mr. Bob Doubleton.
So, it's a song. And recently I was just kind of wondering what's up with that song. You know, is that sampled from something? I think somebody in the chat room mentioned something about it that made me think about it. So I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it apparently was not created by Del the Funky Homo Sapien. It was actually created by the Monkees. And there's this whole track on some album of the Monkees, I assume back in the 60s, maybe the 70s, I don't know. But it's a track called Zilch, where they just keep saying Mr. Dobolina over and over. And
Mr. Dobolina, Mr. Bob Dobolina.
This is what it sounds
Mr.
like.
Mr. Bob Dobolina.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda.
I don't know. I don't want to play too much of it because, you know, the things will freak out and they'll take my video down. But here, let me skip to the middle of it.
It is my opinion that the people aren't inning. It is my opinion that the people aren't inning.
I don't know. It's like vocal exercises or something. It's very weird, and I can't hear it from all these little clips I'm playing, but they're constantly saying Mr. Bob Dobolina in the background. And it's not a song. They're just like, I don't know. I think they're high. That must be it. That's the only explanation. I will put a link in the show notes to the Monkees version and the Del version. And you guys can just listen for yourself and finally know what the hell's up with Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. Just calling today because I have been listening to the last few shows, and I'm just wondering if Pepsi is sponsoring your show a little bit, because you're always talking about Pepsi, and you pour right next to the mic, you pour your drink, and all the ice is jingling in the glass, and it's like... Yeah, yep. That'd be a good commercial. If they're not already sponsoring you, you should call them up and say, hey, sponsor me.
Yeah.
Anyways, have a good day. Talk
Pepsi.
To you later. Bye.
Why am I not getting paid by Pepsi? This is bullshit. I should be getting millions of dollars per show from Pepsi.
Hey, Brad, it's Moldy Orange. When you guys did the, you and Prank Call Nation did the call people a fuckface Friday thing, and actually worked.
I know,
I
what
swear
the
to God,
hell?
I laughed my ass off for about 5 minutes straight. My wife is so mad about it, I woke her up, so I was laughing so much.
Yay.
Good shit. Keep it up.
I'm glad I could make your wife hate you a little bit more. That's pretty awesome. And it's fucking insane, the things people will do on the phone for no reason. Like, why would they call an employee a fuckface? How could that be a legitimate thing? And why would employees put dogs on the phone to let me talk to them? Or you know, they try to reset the dogs, reset the robot dogs. People just believe anything. It's weird.
Hi, Brad. This is Paul George.
Hey.
And I just wanted to say I love your show.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work.
I'll try.
And I was the one who first initiated the let's prank black people. But anyway.
Thanks for that.
I don't want to give you any ideas because you always have great ideas.
Oh, thanks.
And I know you're not a racist.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just keep up the good work, man. Thanks.
Except when Petco tells me they have a dog named Winston and I have to ask if it's black. I'm kind of racist when stuff like that happens, but other than that, I'm not too racist. And just so you guys know, the only reason I did that, I've only heard the name Winston once in my life, and that's the black guy on Ghostbusters. So when that lady said Winston, I just had to ask. Because I was curious, okay? I just wanted to know. That's all. So I think we've done plenty of voicemails and plenty of show and all that today, so I'm quitting the show now. Thanks for listening, everyone. I know I promised on this show that I would determine who's a good boy by the end of the show, but I think we're kind of left with more questions than answers. So I think we're just going to have to do another one of these shows and maybe try and figure it out later in the week or next week or something. So be looking forward to that one of these days. Thank you, Lucklight, for sponsoring the show today. And I guess thanks, Ruprecht the Monkey Boy, for suggesting this in the first place. I think I was going to do it anyway, but I'll give you credit, I guess. Don't forget to support the Snowplow Show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. When you support the show, you help more shows happen and you get extra shows in your feed. And you'd just be crazy not to do it. So please, support the Snowplow Show and tell all your friends about it. If you don't have any friends, just post it on Facebook like most people do. And I will see you all next time.
I got an allergy for every pedigree. So I got myself a robot son of Japanese. Which always hard to please, he's always gotta pee. But he never sets a drip, the ship is playing me. The way it plays at ease, it's such a sight to see. He gets more digits than I could inside my wildest dreams. He plays a hose instead of playing fetch with me. He sticks the toes of Tiffany and Stephanie. That brings up Emily, she was my lady squeeze. A robot dog, so that girl would ask from under me. Sometimes I wonder why I supply the energy to my mortal enemy that should be a best friend of me.
Robot dog!
He got tequila out of tummy navel.
Robot dog!
He drinks his donut underneath the table.
Robot dog! Chicks rubbing their D-cup tits. I put the toilet, beat a Max and Mac, bust a couple kids. Robot dog!
He got to keep
heck? That's freaking awesome.